Sports.com.
Over the Vatican, very, very frightening. This, not too long after the Pope, Pope Benedict XIII, announced that he was resigning his papacy. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, ATN, hanging with you here across America in all the nooks and crannies and beyond our borders as well. Boy, there's a lot of things happening besides the Pope resigning, a shocker. Hasn't happened in 600 years. Lots of scandal with the Catholic Church and former altar boys and boys who were molested by priests. Catholic Church still paying the price for the mistakes of those who were higher up that just rearranged the deck chairs. And the Pope is somebody who had to deal with that. That's part of his legacy. And unfortunately, it's, I think, contained a lot of scars for so many people that the Pope is accused of not really stepping up to the plate and doing much more. At this point, it's a question of being exhausted, lack of energy, a little bit of a health concern into his 80s. He wants to retire and pray in his last days, however many there are, and read, and he will do that in Vatican City. Now it's up to the cardinals and the conclave to decide. Once the white smoke appears, the secret balloting happens, and the big sweep takes place, there will be a new pope. But there's still lots of reaction and still time left, at least a handful of weeks, for the current pope to be the earthly leader of the Catholic Church. Here's Cardinal Timothy Dolan reacting to the pope resigning. And just how surprised he was, as were others, and even a little reaction about the lightning.
Boy, oh boy, a lot of pasta overcooked with this lightning strike. We both laughed, because you hear these things a lot. About 5-10 minutes later, he called. He said, I think these are serious. Rome is confirming it. I said, oh, my Lord. Was I ever shocked? I would like to attribute it to a sense of humble realism on the part of Benedict XVI. The Church Universal, that's what Catholic means. It's the embrace of Holy Mother Churches worldwide. And now there's amazing growth of the Church in Africa and Asia. Latin America has been classically strong and vigorous in its Catholic mission and identity.
All right, so who's next? I mean, that's the big question. Who's the next pope? There are maybe 8 serious contenders for the spot. As I said, part of Benedict's legacy is, unfortunately for him, clouded by the sex abuse crisis. And he was very conservative in nature, and there were certainly plenty of people that felt as though he couldn't relate to, especially women and issues with women in the Catholic Church and embracing the future. But he also was applauded for his teachings and the fact that he was an intellectual and in other ways could reach out to people, you know, without a doubt. And by the way, I was calling him the 13th and I forgot those couple of extras. He is the 16th. So the bookmakers are booking it. You know, in Europe, they will bet on anything. And they do have odds on the Cardinals. Some of them include a couple out of Africa, a really good possibility of that. Cardinal Pete Turkinson, he's the first Ghanaian cardinal, and he is the president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. He's definitely the Vatican's point man on Catholicism in Africa. He's described as a very energetic 64-year-old. He's thought to be somebody who's in line to have a great chance to take the reins, especially with what's happening in Africa. And then there is the usual Italian choice. There's always one or two of those. The Archbishop of Milan is somebody else who is in line. Cardinal Angelo Scola. He's a possibility, and he may he may end up being on, he's already on the short list. He may really be narrowed down. Even the man you just heard, the Cardinal Timothy Dolan, some people have him on lists, but very doubtful to me that you would have an American pope. He is the head of the Archdiocese of New York. He's one of the most popular figures from the Vatican because he's charismatic and whatnot and conservative, and he is the head of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. However, and he's not afraid to fight. He's only been a cardinal for a year, so that seems highly unlikely. Also in this hour of America tonight, what we're going to talk about is the fact that North Korea, yes, the young new leader, speaking of new leaders, Kim Jong-un has decided to flex a little muscle, and North Korea does a nuclear test. South Korea confirms it because the ground rocked. There was seismic activity right by the nuclear site. That's how they can tell, one of the ways to know. All of that is just unfolding and starting to be talked about. But will there be blowback? Once again, here we go. Threaten and start to rally people. And that's exactly what North Korea is very, very good at, keeping South Korea a little bit on edge. And speaking of being on edge in Los Angeles, people are hyperventilating, having anxiety and panic attacks because of this massive manhunt for this ex-cop fugitive, Christopher Dorner, who's now charged with murder, has a $1 million price tag on his head, has 50 cops with protective detail and their families. They were all on a hit list. Dorner, again, officially slammed with the charge, murdering a Riverside, California police officer, and special circumstances that could result in the death penalty, which would be very, very big. The Riverside officers and the LAPD officers were targeted in two different shootings last Thursday, and that's when Dorner became the target of a statewide manhunt. The chief of police, the mayor in Los Angeles, a lot of people holding news conferences daily, asking for people's help, telling people to look around to see if you might see him and to help in any way you can if you see something suspicious where you believe there's a possibility. So, you know, the thing here is they've got to ask questions first before firing. I think one of the creepiest things in this whole deal is that you had two women who were driving in a pickup truck that were shot, one in the back, one in the hand, not looking like the 270-pound Dorner, who is very easily identifiable, and then shooting at another guy in a truck, just absolutely crazy to shoot at any of those people. And hopefully the trigger happiness has calmed down, at least on the LAPD's side of things. But nothing but tips, and so far no hot leads that we know of on Dorner. Still in the Big Bear Mountains, way outside of Los Angeles, after finding his burned out truck. But I don't think he's there. I think he's lying in wait and waiting to make a move. He just hasn't done it yet. Speaking of making a move, getting retirement ready, when to take the buyout or not, next with Mike Bonacorsi. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Each and every month we talk to my pal Mike Bonacorsi about getting retirement ready. It's great stuff. I want you to stop whatever you're doing, unless you're driving, and pay attention. And if you're driving, just pay attention. His book is called Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing Your Future. Mike, you are in the neck of the woods in the New England area that got socked by snow. What was that like Friday and Saturday?
We got about 25 inches where I am. And I got to tell you, it was crazy. It started off snowing early Friday morning. I was in the office. I left about 4 o'clock, and coming home, it was just really starting to hit. All night long, it kept up. The next morning, we woke up. It was insane. It didn't look like it was ever going to stop. And then by 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it pretty much gone by. But I got to tell you something. There is just snow everywhere. The piles are big. The roads are still pretty narrow. It's tough. Even the street that I live on is very, very difficult getting around because there's just no place to put the snow. There's so much of it. You know, there's just these big piles on the side of the roads here. And we need to get a little bit of a break. Either a little rain or a few good days together to get these piles down. They're huge, Katie. You could dig a hole and live in one.
Oh, that's like an igloo. That's crazy.
Oh, it's absolutely insane. But I mean, it's winter. It's New England. You know, if you live in New England, you expect this type of thing.
Yeah, no kidding. I might lead some people to say when they go back to work, hey, they're offering me early retirement. They're offering me that package. Maybe I ought to think about it. And, you know, really, this is what some people struggle with, whether or not they should take the retirement package or not. What are some things, and this is just a great question, what are some things that you should consider before you accept or decline an early retirement package?
Well, you know, one of the first things you want to think about, Kate, is that, you know, am I ready? What's the best choice for me? Am I at a point in my career or in my life where I can say, hey, you know something? I'm ready to give the 9-to-5 job up. I'm willing to, maybe I want to try something different. So I think the first decision comes from within yourself as to whether or not you're ready to take that package. If you decide you are, then you've got some considerations to make. You know, remember, this ongoing paycheck that you've gotten for a number of years is going to be gone. You're going to have to figure out how you're going to replace that. Number two, if you aren't eligible for Medicare and you aren't covered by a spouse or somebody else's insurance, health care costs is certainly something you need to consider, whether or not COBRA is going to be available to you. If it is, what's the cost? You're going to have to go outside, purchase outside health care. Is that an issue? Very, very expensive. And, you know, do I have enough money to save for retirement, or do I really have to think about going back to work?
Well, yep, all good questions. I hope everybody listening wrote them down. Maybe you're going to get a copy of the book. We're going to give one away, Retirement Readiness. All right, the other thing is, and this question, actually a lot of people struggle with this because they don't understand the whole Social Security thing. So can they apply for Social Security?
You know, it depends on how old they are. It depends on how old they are as to whether or not they'll be eligible for Social Security. If they're 62 years old, they can begin to take a Social Security benefit. It's a reduced benefit from their full retirement age benefit. It's reduced about 25%. But at 62 years old, they can apply and begin to receive Social Security. So that might be an option that's available to replace some of that income. But remember, once you take that lesser amount, that's the amount you're going to have that lesser amount, that 25% reduction at age 62 versus full retirement age. The longer you can wait for retirement, the larger your benefit will be. If you can wait to full retirement age, then you'll be able to get a bit more. And certainly if you can wait even past that, you'll receive a much bigger benefit. The other thing is, if you decide that you are going to continue to work, remember your Social Security benefit may be reduced depending on how much money you earn. If you're under full retirement age, you're 62 years old, between 62 and the year you turn full retirement age, your benefit could be reduced a dollar for every $3 you earn. Later on, full retirement age, the year you turn full retirement age, it could be reduced $2 for every dollar you earn over a certain limit. It's about $14,000, $15,000 at age 62, full retirement age. The year you turn full retirement age, I think it's around close to $30,000. But anything you earn over that, there's a reduction in benefit until you reach full retirement age. Then you can work as much as you want and not have a reduction in benefit.
Oh, so really, if you can do the full retirement age, I think that's the best option.
Absolutely. If full retirement age or older, remember, your benefit increases by about 8% a year up to age 70 that you delay it. So if you can go past full retirement age, you can even get an 8% increase in your benefit. But, you know, once again, these are all things to consider if you do receive that early retirement package, if that option is available for you, to you. Number one, are you ready to do it? Number two, how are you going to replace the income, the benefits you've been receiving from your employer all these years?
Yeah. Speaking of benefits, you know, it used to be about this, the health insurance. So we have great health insurance, and it's not going to cost you much for the copay and everything else. So what about health insurance? This has to be one of the biggest things you have to consider, I would assume, Mike, because we've talked about it. You know it when you're thinking about retiring.
Well, health insurance, it will be a huge cost to people. You know, when you're working, your employer picks up part of your, in most cases, your employer picks up part of your tab, so you don't feel the full effects. But if you leave the company, if you go out on COBRA, basically you're going to be paying both sides of the equation. Your benefits are, your costs are going to, you know, probably double or even more. If you have to buy outside health insurance, you're going to see these incredible costs up until you become eligible for Medicare. So health insurance is a big, big chunk of the pie. And I see quite often where people go back to work just for the benefit.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get some health insurance, either one spouse or the other.
Yeah, I've seen that too. The other thing is, and sometimes people don't consider this, is where are you going to live? Are you going to stay? Are you staying in the same house? Have you paid off the mortgage? Is the house falling apart? How old is the house? I don't know that people often take this into consideration.
Yeah, absolutely. Living where you're living. How much debt do you have? Do you still have a car payment? Do you still have a mortgage payment? How are you going to cover these costs? So, you know, it all becomes part of the package. And then the last thing, Kate, that we haven't touched on is whether or not you have a real choice in taking that package or not.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the packages are thrown out there, And you've got to, you know, one of the things you have to ask yourself is that if I don't take the package now, will I be in a, will my situation be worse when I do decide to leave? In other words, is this the best deal available, or do I hang around for another couple of years and see what happens then?
Yeah, and I bet that's where we opened talking about that. That's why you have to really think about it. It's not, you know, sometimes it becomes an anger thing and people are upset with the company, or sometimes people are thinking, hey, this is kind of my parachute here, but they don't really, I've seen this with people, they don't really examine it closely enough. I would almost say, Mike, and, you know, you're the financial guy, that you should go to a financial planner and have them look at it if you're confused.
Absolutely, Kate. I spoke in front of a group not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, and they, quite a few people were receiving an early retirement package from this employer. And as I started to talk to people, you know, a lot of eyes lit up. They were looking at their 401k values, saying, oh, boy, they're going to give me this. And, you know, they read the paperwork as a lump sum. I could take this as a lump sum I want. Boy, you know, I'm going to have $100,000. I'm going to have this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get this payout. And then I started talking to them one-on-one as they came up and they were asking me questions. And they didn't realize, all of a sudden it dawned on them that, you know, this is what I'm going to have to live on for the rest, this may be what I have to live on for the rest of my life. You know, this may be something that if I take it the wrong way, I may end up paying 30-35% taxes on it, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a lot of things that really had to be considered before they took the package.
Yeah, and you, I mean, in your book, you know, you talk about other things like bumps in the road. What do you do preparing for the unexpected? Because, you know, you're healthy, knock on wood, everything seems like it's smooth, and then some other thing happens to maybe your parent who lived an extremely long life and they're like 95 or 100 or whatever, who knows, or something happens to one of your family members and you have to, or certainly you feel compelled and you want to try to help and chip in, and that changes your financial picture too.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You have to look at it across the road. You know, it isn't so much what your situation is, but remember, there's people out there that probably depend on you for their survival. You know, children, parents, grandparents, they need your support too. So you have to take that into consideration as to whether or not how this is going to benefit the whole family unit here, not just the individual.
Yeah. Mike Bonacorsi, be careful with all that snow. Thanks.
Okay, Kate, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. Now, when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
There with Mike Bonaccorsi and whether or not to take the early, I'll call it parachute, the buyout, or what you should do when it comes to Social Security and staying with your job as long as you can because you'll get more money in the end and really knowing what your finances are. It goes along with a story that a lot of people are talking about on the cover of Esquire magazine, and you can go to Esquire.com as well. It's by Phil Bronstein. He wrote it, and it's about the fate of the SEAL who shot Osama bin Laden, who has no military pension or health care, separated from his wife, although they're still living together, has children, doesn't know how he's going to support his family, has a certain amount of celebrity, but not a lot of do-re-mi job or anything to show for it outside of SEAL Team 6 members and some other people who know. He's the guy who rolled up onto bin Laden in that bedroom in Abbottabad that you can see in Zero Dark 30 where they're simulating what happened there. Actually propped up his gun and shot bin Laden 3 times in the forehead. Here's the gist of this. 16 years in the Navy, so he retired before the 20-year mark. And so he missed the pension. You don't get the pension then. His family's health care coverage is done because of that, too. And he talks in the article about the some of the details of the story, but doesn't tell everything because he feels some sort of loyalty to what he did, to the secrecy of the SEAL Team 6, and because he's worried about his family's safety. That if his name was public, Matt Bissonnette, that he would bring possible potential harm to his family, and that there isn't really witness protection because they don't really have that program. So he's struggling. He can't really find his way in a civilian world, and it's a world he hasn't been in for quite some time. So he's sweating it out, having nightmares about how he's going to support his family and what he's going to do. What does he do here as he tries to transition into the civilian world? So, you know, the question is fair or foul. If you have somebody who has, you know, is a sharpshooter, has 30 major kills, part of this elite SEAL Team 6, what if they bail a few years earlier before the 20-year mark? Should they still be given some sort of compensation or helped into leaving the position in the Navy, the secret deal, where lives have been saved and major things have happened, because we need to have those kind of people, the training and everything else that goes into it, the precision. But then, hey, you're booted out early. Sorry, there's not, you know, that's it. Here, what do you want us to do? Here's the deal, you know. The Navy responded to the article because they felt compelled to, especially when they saw the cover, which said, "The man who killed Osama bin Laden is screwed." The Navy released a statement. They won't come on any shows. I have a lot of people in my family who served in the Navy, some at the 20-year mark, some just for a handful of years. So I'm pretty familiar with their policies and whatnot. We've had people on, frankly, who have been in the Navy. And the statement from the Navy brass is that we have no information to corroborate these assertions. We take seriously the safety and security of our people, as well as our responsibility to assist sailors making a transition to civilian life. Without more information about this particular case, it would be difficult to determine the degree to which our transition programs succeeded. So 16 years of missions, deployment after deployment, killing people, being a killing machine regularly, and obviously having success at it, or wouldn't be SEAL Team 6, wouldn't be on SEAL Team 6. Is it, this is high stress kind of combat. Should he get any kind of special dispensation, if you will, for bailing early? Should there be some kind of early benefit program for what's happened here? Or is he just plumb out of luck? Sorry, you signed a contract, 20 years is the deal. You didn't serve out the remaining years. If somebody gave you bad advice or for whatever happened, we can't do anything about that. You gotta go all the way through like everybody else, and then you get that pension. Wow. And you imagine if he wrote a book, "I Killed Bin Laden," whatever, and he went out and did a speaking tour somewhere, he'd make a fortune. There's, other things, obviously, that if he was huge, if he went public, he would make a fortune, but there would be serious risks, and he feels that loyalty to not revealing the whole thing, the cover of SEAL Team 6. So, I mean, here's the thing. I think that a lot of people who are career Navy people are going to read this and say, are going to read the Esquire thing and say, "Well, you got screwed. Well, here's the thing. I appreciate everything you've done for the country. You knew 20 years. You got to be in 20 years to get the benefits. Everybody knows that that's it. Boom. If you get out early and people try to talk you into staying those extra years, you don't. You bail. And that's the thing, because you're not entitled to it. You decided, you signed up. We thank you for your service. But you didn't go all the way to the 20, so you don't get the pension, so you put yourself in that position, and so sorry, but we feel awful for you, but that's what you decided to do." Is that fair to say that, or should there be some exceptions made? Is there, you know, is there any kind of a, I mean, is there a way to look back at this and say, geez, can't we help this guy? I mean, you know, he doesn't get any, for what he did, the way he served out, shouldn't he have earned something besides our respect? Shouldn't there be something? So here's the deal. I think that the fact that he had to do what he did is, and did it and wanted to do it and served and, you know, hey, listen, bravo. And thank goodness there are people in SEAL Team 6. But, you know, here's the thing. This is it. You can't, it's 20 years. It's 20 years. And I think that, you know, this is somebody, you look at him and you think of the years that he spent trained to do those missions, to do everything he had to do. And, you know, you probably get to that point where you finally just can't do that anymore. And I don't know this, but it didn't really say it as much, but you would assume as you read the article that part of it is because his marriage problems, or part of it is because he was never home. He was deployed again and again and again and again and again, and doing whatever, you know, was asked of him. So the question then becomes, if, especially with the military, it's pretty clear. It's very black and white. There's so little gray in the military. Here's the rules. Here's the book. Here's the thing. Here's what you got. And if you dump out early, and if you choose to do this, and if you go down this road, and you're part of this secret team, and wow, we hope you are, because you have amazing skills, but this is what you can expect afterwards. This is it. And this is the obligation. This is what you signed up for, and this is what you get when you decide to serve and protect, when you decide to do that. I think in the healthcare front, though, man, they should try to figure something out to do there. I don't know. Seems to me. The headline is just, the Navy, I heard, was just furious. The headline is just brilliant because of how I read it. The man who killed Osama bin Laden is screwed. He leaves SEAL Team 6. His family healthcare coverage is done. He retires before the 20-year mark. He gets no pension. It's no pension. And he was the guy who pulled the trigger on the most wanted man for how long? Notorious terrorist. Well, too bad that he didn't do it out on his own somewhere, because he would have gotten that reward money, which was, I think, up to $25 million. At one point I heard it was $50 million, but I guess they backed that up. It's $25 million. And no one's going to get that money. No one's going to get the $25 million. But that certainly would change the fates and fortune around. So of this guy, the SEAL Team 6 guy. So is he a whiner? Is he justified to complain? Or was he just talking to this journalist, Phil Bronstein? Bronstein writes of a big old piece, they slap a sexy headline on it, and then that's what it becomes. Hey, he killed bin Laden. He doesn't want any glory, any accolades. He wants to keep it secret. But he's having a real struggle here. I mean, they're telling a story, basically. They're telling the story of what happened in the raid, what happened to the people involved, and what happened to this guy who comes back after being a trigger man to be a husband, father, and has a really, really tough time. Has a really, really tough time. I think you have to feel some empathy for him, certainly. But I think that if he's not, you know, if you can't do the talk show circuit, if you can't go out there and you can't make money on what he was trained to do, it is very difficult to transition, because they don't have those kind of programs for elite killers, at least that I know of. Stay with us. We're hitting the final edges.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923?
Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
In Japan, we just found out we have a lot of people listening in Tokyo and other cities. I was talking about going there and taking the show there. Love the whole idea of the bullet train. People in Japan don't like hearing about North Korean politics of nukes and doing another test. North Korea certainly is getting slammed for doing a third nuke test. The ground shook. And the test defies the UN Security Council orders to shut down any kind of atomic activity, or they get more sanctions, more than just a slap on the wrist. And international isolation. The president, early Tuesday, said that it's highly provocative, that's what the act is, and warned that the international community is going to respond. And that doing that doesn't make North Korea more secure, and that's definitely far from achieving their goal of becoming a prosperous and strong nation. North Korea has insisted or instead has increasingly isolated and impoverished its people. We've seen that. We saw it through the last Kim administration. Now we're seeing it again, Kim Jong-un. So the timing is interesting. It's the timing of testing this is interesting because North Korea has these sanctions after what they did in December. They launched a rocket that Washington and the UN called a cover for a banned missile test. Pyongyang said it was a peaceful satellite launch, and there's still a tug of war over that. The test comes right before the Prez is scheduled to give a State of the Union speech, which will be televised, days before the Saturday birthday of Kim Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il, whose memory North Korean propaganda has repeatedly linked to the country's nuclear ambitions. And then, by the way, did you realize this? It's the 60th anniversary of the signing of the armistice that ended the 1950-53 Korean War, and there's been that standoff ever since. So the nuclear test is the first since Kim Jong-un took power after, you know, after his father had been in the spot for so long. And people are on a little bit on edge since they said last month they would conduct a nuclear test to protest toughened sanctions over the December rocket launch. So justification for the action, but I think you're going to hear more criticism as the days unfold. All right, I like to scattershoot at the tail end of the show sometimes, and that means I think this story is going to perk up your ears. Going to New Jersey anytime soon? Going to Atlantic City anytime soon? Check this out. New Jersey, one of the New Jersey casinos, Atlantic City Casinos, the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa, is going to become the first casino in the U.S. to, what do you think? If you were thinking give you a free bottle of Dom Perignon when you walk in, nope. Give out extra free buffet tickets, nope. It's to let guests gamble over their hotel room. And that's starting soon, February 18th. It's called eCasino, and then you can play cards electronically. You can risk up to $2,500 a day for slots and four kinds of video poker, and that's the first offered. How about that? And they're also going to have handheld gaming anywhere on the casino property. So it's full on. I mean, really full on that you could do that. Imagine you wake up and the first thing, what are you reaching for? I think I'll play a few hands of poker. So instead of stumbling downstairs, forcing yourself to drink coffee and a giant muffin, you just stay in bed and let the wheel of fortune roll. It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy when I think about it that they can do that. But it's already, the system's been built for other things. And electronic account, you get up to $2,500 in cash, like I said, and you play. I think it would be dangerous. Because you there, and that's only going to be for 2,000 of the rooms. But I think there's people that will get so drawn into that that it'll be tough. I mean, why stumble downstairs? I can just sit here in my room, and I'll just do it this way. I don't know. To me, there's something about if you're going to gamble, you might as well be all in on the gambling part, and you might as well go downstairs and play the games if that's what you want to do. Instead of playing games by laying around all day, and you might as well not even be in the casino then. I don't know. You might look at it with a different pair of eyes. Tuesday is a big day. I mentioned this for the press because it's the State of the Union address. You have to assume, and you know, spending cuts are going to be part of what he's talking about, spending and taxing, because the sequestration is coming up on March 1st. So we cannot sustain this inevitably if we continue to get on the same path. And that's going to be part of this. I think this is going to be part of the conversation for his address. And the growing infrastructure and things that are happening with these new government agencies that are seems like they're popping up every day. So how, you know, ultimately, this is the thing. It's the middle class. When everybody was running, whether they were Republican or Democrat, weren't they saying, middle class, we don't want the middle class to get messed over in the middle of all this. But yet the middle class is really getting squeezed with everything that's happened. And there has to be less spending. Has to be less spending. Because that deficit just keeps exploding. You know, if I were the speechwriter for the president, I was thinking about this today. What would be my main focus? Would it be spending government? Would it be gun control? Would it be climate change at all? Because that's been mentioned a lot lately. The deficit. What would it be? Immigration? Immigration is hot right now to talk about. And members in the audience will certainly be people he'll point out. And I think some of them will be the Newtown, Connecticut folks, but there's going to be some others too. And it could include Colorado, somebody from the Aurora massacre. And I think it'll include other people that, when it comes to, maybe immigration, there may be a few points there. One won't be Ted Nugent, who is not embracing any of what the president is selling. And he's going to be there for the State of the Union address. So you'd have to assume that will he behave perfectly, or will he jump up and shout something out or say something, or he just wants to be there to hear what's being discussed when it comes to guns and what's going to be discussed when it comes to immigration. What are the specifics? How can the middle class grow and survive and thrive and still in some way keep the government running? You have to keep the government running. Otherwise, the job market, the unemployment number would go sky high, and the job market would be so skewed. I mean, so skewed if that happened. Be wild. All these jobs and trying to make that number lower, be like you flipped open the gates and everyone ran into the middle of the Coliseum, not worried about the danger, not thinking about it. It's like Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, saying, we need more investments that help in the key industries of the 21st century. Really? How long have we been talking about that? For like 2 decades? At least 2.5? Come on.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
Bust out the crack cake, Lefty!
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.